Marike sotorobo shandara babosa. Libo shandara babose kere bosa. Shabbat shalom, brethren. We continue our worship today, Saturday the 3rd of April 2021. Hallelujah. I'll sing this one song. I was going to play it in the background, but I really want to sing it. And then we'll read a few scriptures.
Of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten men, nailed to a cross, oh, tears the power of the cross, Christ became sin for us, took the blame, all the love we stand for, gave at the cross. Don't you see the pain?
Slain for us.
cross. Hallelujah. We stand for giving up the cross. Hallelujah. We stand in the authority of Yahushua HaMashiach. We stand for giving at the cross of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We stand for giving at the cross of the Redeemer of mankind, the friend of sinners, the servant king. Hallelujah. The living waters, the bread of life. Hallelujah. We stand for giving at the cross. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live. Hallelujah. 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 We transition from death to life through Yahushua HaMashiach and his blood sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Yahushua, for death is crushed to death and life is mine to live. Death is crushed to death and life is mine to live. Death is crushed to death and life is mine to live. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name we pray and declare. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Let us now declare Shabbat. Today is Saturday. Saturday, the 3rd of April, Nisan 20. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. I'm reading from the NKJV version today. Hallelujah. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, Yah ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then Yah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which he had created and made. Amen. In Yahushua's name. Moving on to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Exodus 20, 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord Yahweh your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, Most High God, for creating a day of rest. Blessed be your holy name. We are also going to read 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 from verse 1. Therefore, since Yahushua suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of Yah. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to Yah in the Spirit. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of Yahweh. So, actually, the scripture I was looking for is to do with the Shabbat rest. I think it might be in Hebrews. Please bear with me, brethren. Just a minute. So, guest. So, that scripture is still relevant because it tells us what it means to be set apart. And it's very interesting that Peter is saying to us that when we are of the world and when we are of the world before accepting Yah's salvation, and when we are acting like the world, we are actually Gentiles. You know, I've been reading the Bible a lot from the Hebrew perspective, and you know, since I started to do so, I feel very much pity for people who lack understanding of the Hebrew things. Christians prefer to call themselves Gentiles rather than Hebrew people who have been adopted into the family of Yahweh through Yahushua's blood, who is a Hebrew. You know, so this is enough for you to say that you shouldn't be calling yourself a Gentile, because Gentiles are referred to as people who don't have any place in the kingdom of Yah. They actually behave like the world does. That is what 1 Peter chapter 4 is saying. And as a result, they mock the people of Yah because they have left their ways and they have, you know, changed their way of life. So the scripture that I was looking for is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. So we read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. It says, in the Tree of Life version, "So there remains a Shabbat rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered Yah's rest," God's rest, "has also ceased from his own work, just as Yah did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through the same pattern of disobedience." So I find that scripture very interesting, and I just feel that it's important to be able to, you know, to read it every Shabbat, just to remind us that if we don't observe Yah's Shabbat the way we should, we are being disobedient and we create a pattern of disobedience. So let us be careful and let us repent for every Sabbath that we haven't observed as Yah has desired. All right. I think I'll stop there for now. Or I can just quickly read Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. So this is what it says in the NKJV. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord Yah, our God, the Lord. This is confusing, sorry, because it's supposed to be the name of God here. But let me just say, hear, O Israel, Yah, our God, Yah is one. You shall love Yah, Yahweh, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. Hallelujah. So he tells us to make sure that the words that he has written, his instructions, we write them on the doorposts of our houses and our gates. Hallelujah. And that way the world will know that we are not Gentiles. We are not of the world. We are not Goyim. Goyim is Gentiles in the Hebrew language, for those who don't know. We are of Yahweh, and we bear the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen and amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Right, one more scripture. It's a Sabbath psalm. It's a Sabbath psalm, and it's a beautiful psalm. Psalm 92. Praise to the Lord Yahweh for his love and faithfulness. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath. For the Sabbath day. It is good to give thanks to the Lord Yahweh, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Oh, Yahweh, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep, a senseless man does not know. Nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. So the prosperity of the Gentiles is not to last forever. It's just to fool them into thinking that it's, you know, forever, but they will be destroyed eventually. That's what verse 7 says. But you, O Yahweh, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, O Yahweh, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. Yeah, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord Yahweh is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. Shalom. Amen in Yahushua's name. Shalom.